Time is now 6 p.m. on May 3rd, 2016. The Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee is in session. Don, would you call roll, please?
Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Legislator Schwartz.
Berkey.
Berkey, sorry. Legislator DeLon.
May the Schwartz be with you.
He's Legislator Lapp.
Here.
Legislator Litz. Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Chairman Ronk.
Here.
Chairman Maloney.
Here. Okay, minutes of our April 5th meeting we distributed electronically to everyone several days ago. Are there any deletions, corrections, or additions that need to be made?
I'll
second. Hearing none, motion and a second. Any further discussion on the minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolutions for May 17th, 2016, our regular legislative session. Please note resolution number 170 will not be voted on this evening. That was postponed last month by Legislator Rodriguez, and we will be having a subcommittee meeting this week, I believe
tomorrow.
Yep. 6 p.m. here, and then probably bring it back next month. Okay. Resolution number 253, supporting the passage to amend the Empire State Film Production Tax Credit. Okay. Any discussion? Anyone like to speak on it? Yes, Deputy Executive.
I wanted to thank the Chairman and Legislator Schwartz-Berkey for bringing it forward. You know, this is something that is very important for economic development activity, not only in Ulster County, but in the Hudson Valley. We spent a lot of time on it. I know the County Executive is still aggressively pursuing it, and I think the body speaking is helpful and very important. And just thanks for bringing it forward. Appreciate it.
Do you have any update from the budget process that we could
It's one of those things that it didn't look in the budget process. But, again, I don't know that this specific bill is what's going to come to the end, but there's a lot of discussions on how to, make some adjustments going into the end of session, whether it be a standalone bill or part of a larger package. But again, the conversations are going on, and it's positive.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Moving along, resolution number 254, requesting a short-term lease renewal for the Catskill Mountain Railroad. Okay. Any discussion? Any information? Anyone?
Has it been moved?
No, it has not been moved. Yes, Legislator.
Just encouraging the committee to see the economic benefit of moving this resolution. I don't see any downside to it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Anything else? There's no
discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Legislator Rodriguez.
At the risk of annoying everyone, I'll move Resolution 254 for discussion purposes only.
Okay.
Second.
Yeah. All right.
Because technically we haven't even done that. All right. So
If I may, Legislator, I would just like to say I don't think that there's anyone sitting at this table or in this legislature that does not support a railroad running as per the agreement that was agreed to in this room. I believe it was December 15th. It was a Friday evening at about 9:30. It was voted on by the entire Ulster County Legislature. We have an agreement in place. We have an RFP process in place. And I think, everyone supports a railroad running. But we do have a lease that is going to expire in 28 days. We need the RFPs to come in. We need to have them analyzed. We need to be moving forward. And I don't know what extending that lease for two more months would do to the entire process and to the people that are bidding or answering the RFP. So.
Call the question.
Given the RFP being, out, they just extended the submission date to the 20th of May. I think that it would send the wrong message to the bidders for us to be taking any action on this now. So at this time, I'd move that we postpone this.
I'll second that.
Okay. For a month.
Is there any further, any discussion? Hearing none.
On the motion to postpone?
On the motion to postpone. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? So carried. Excuse me?
Did you call me here for that particular issue?
Well, actually, I just wanted to find out about your water skiing. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I have a...
Yes, I understand you have a family obligation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have fun. Little league?
Band. First time.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right, moving along. Resolution number 260, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate contract amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and Hewlett-Packard Company.
I'll move it.
Department of Information Services. Sylvia, thank you for being here. Please update us.
A lot of Hewlett-Packard equipment to run the network and the programs in the county. So this is the annual maintenance to support 70 physical servers, two Blade centers, which are virtual servers that run a good portion of the payroll system, the health department, the like eight different applications that we have in the county. Public Works is another one. It is also eight mass disk storage devices, 26 tape storage devices, and 11 uninterruptible power supplies.
Did you say tape storage?
That's right.
Yes.
Do we still have the old-fashioned tapes?
On the their
yeah, the cassettes. So I know what you're talking about. No, I don't mean the big tapes. I mean, like, there were, in the mid-90s, they used to be the tape, and you'd be able to kind of insert that
each
cassette.
Each of our remote sites, because we don't have mass storage at those remote sites, we put the tape in there. Jesus. Otherwise, I would need to have either a high-speed data line to back them up.
Which, why don't we just have a high-speed data line, though?
Well, you would like to pay more per month for the 50 meg line versus the 10 meg line, or would you rather pay, $300 for a tape system and a...
$300.
So, I mean, I agree with you, Hector, that there's better ways available, but sometimes you gotta balance it. And there's still, it's still viable technology.
Any other discussion?
Want to talk about having old items in our county infrastructure. We've still got tube technology in our emergency services radio stations. So,
okay, I might want to remind the chairman of one of my golden rules, which is when you've got the vote.
I'm just saying.
Stop talking.
I was
gonna get you a
rude
mirror
for no reason, but it is what it is.
You gotta get
it's
Hector a mirror for Christmas. So, all right. Any further discussion? Resolution was moved and seconded. Was not moved and seconded.
Yeah. I'll move it.
Thank you, Hector.
Yeah, no,
thank you.
I know we did, but it's
I know.
That.
Okay.
I don't mind repeating it.
Sorry,
I'll
my apologies.
You.
That's all
no,
right.
That's okay.
It's only the third time you discussed it.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution
262,
approving the execution of a contract causing the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and National Business Equipment LLC. Sylvia?
So this is to add a four additional...
For discussion.
Second.
Oops.
Well, why don't we find out what it is first?
You're supposed
you
to
actually supposed to
first.
Want to do that?
I mean, I pay attention a little bit.
All right.
And I'm proud of you, Mary Beth.
Thank you.
There has been a motion and a second. Motion by Legislator Mayo, second by Chairman Ronk. Sylvia, please.
Okay. This is to amend our countywide print project where we leased all of the print devices now, and we wanted to add four new devices in, in Social Services, Office for the Aging, Stop DWI, and Area Transit.
When you say print, just printers?
Multifunction devices.
All in one. Okay. All right. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you. Resolution number 263. There is a change. If you look in your packet, I believe it says the split is 80-20, 20 county, 80 New York City DEP. And this, I have a copy here that was received very, very late today. It is 100% DEP. No county dollars. Isn't that right?
It was a typographical error.
Okay, okay.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Legislator Lapp. Okay. Want to update us?
Sure.
Chris?
Okay. We did, after you passed the resolution on the rail and trail segmented plan in December, we put a RFP out in January for the design and environmental review of the Ashokan Reservoir. This is the 11 and a half miles from West Hurley to Boyceville that runs over DEP land. We've chosen, we had nine firms respond. Our committee chose Barton and LeJudis, and we've finally gotten them under contract. It came in at $395,000 for the whole project, which is $155,000 below what we had estimated and budgeted. So the feasibility study that was done last year by OSI and the Woodstock Land Conservancy saved us. That variance is what their report saved us. And we hope to get the planning process going by the summer, and DEP is already starting to begin conceptual design of the trailhead. So this, we're moving rapidly forward with it.
Very, very good. Any questions? Motion and second already? Yes.
The DEP money, this comes out of the $2.5 million?
Correct.
Thank you.
And the first million is already in the bank, and the next $500,000 is on the way. And as per the agreement,
we have to spend it down, and then they deposit more.
Correct.
Spend it down, deposit more.
Spend it down or obligate it.
Okay.
Did we move?
Yes.
Move?
Yes. Moved.
Move second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 268, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement to purchase internet and network services through BOCES, Department of Information Services.
I'll move it.
Move. Is there second by Legislator Mayo? Sylvia, please.
The county and BOCES and some municipalities and school districts all combined together to put a bid out to for our countywide network services. So this includes the wide area network that connects all of our buildings together, plus our two internet connections, our 911 backup lines from the PSAP at Emergency Communications to the State Police. We also have some dark fiber, which is just connections that we put our own equipment on instead of using the network providers. And then we also have some sites that are small sites that are far enough out that it's not economically feasible to put network sites on those, and we have internet service for all of those. So it's quite a complex and a lot of network that we're covering here.
Okay.
And I put this little summary out. By bidding with the group, we were able to save over our current costs, let's see, over the life of the contract, $453,000. So each month we're paying $75.59 less for network services than we are today.
Okay. Will this be partially solving any of the problems in the areas that don't have any internet service?
No, it won't have anything to do with public access.
It will not. It's certainly internal.
Internal.
Very good.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Is there a motion and a second?
It was moved.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 269, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to call a public hearing to satisfy the public participation requirement for an application to the Community Development Block Grant Program, CDBG, Department of Planning.
I'll second for discussion.
Moved and second. Dennis? Or Chris?
No, this is every year we usually submit applications to the Office of Community Renewal for Community Development Block Grant Funds. There's a requirement for a public hearing on the application. We won't know what we submit until we won't call the public hearing until we know what we're going to submit, and then we'll have a public hearing on the application. There is a requirement for two public hearings. The second one is during the course of if we do receive a grant, it would be for implementing that grant. This is sort of setting us up so we don't have to rush to get the hearings done.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very short turnaround for these, and we have to rush to get the hearings done.
Is it my understanding that this public hearing, people would come if they wanted to see particular things included in the application?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Hector.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Dennis, why don't you walk us through, in terms of, from a process standpoint, we're going to be holding this public hearing. Folks will come to, say, maybe potential different projects, that sort of thing. But from the internal perspective, how are the projects selected?
As to
what the county is going to go with.
The first thing is the eligibility. We don't know what the grants are going to be issued for. Mm-hmm. Typically, they're issued for housing activities, both home ownership and rehabilitation.
But there's others, right?
They're also issued for something called public facilities. And occasionally, there's a continuing round for economic development. But those are usually handled through the consolidated funding application process rather than through a necessary public hearing here. So you really have a choice of public facilities, housing, or some sort of housing application. In the past, we've alternated through housing rehab, including home ownership. We've also done work with the farm community to provide housing for migrant workers with respect to that. And we've looked and continue to look at the need for public facilities. The difficulty with public facilities is government buildings are not eligible. Such things as daycare centers, sewage facilities, water facilities, et cetera, are typical things that are eligible. One of the other things that in conversations with the Office of Community Renewal that we have looked at is replacement of major items rather than just housing rehab to focus on certain things in terms of rehabilitation. One of the things that we've been asked to take a quick look at by the Office of Community Renewal is septic system and water supply systems for rural areas so that they don't fail. They have public health consequences outside the individual household. So we've been asked to take a look at that. We've had some discussions with the Department of Health in terms of their tracking of failed septic systems, and we're working to see whether that would be an application. The other thing that we just did and were funded for was a specialty housing rehab application, and that was involved renewable or energy efficiencies, and we're currently implementing that energy efficiency grant.
Thank you, Dennis. All right. Hector, anything else?
Not right now, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Hearing no further conversation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you. Okay. Resolution number 270, authorizing the county legislature to conduct a public hearing for the proposed acquisition of public purpose of property for the construction of the Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4 in the town of Lloyd.
You can let me do it?
Oh, I take that back.
I want to move it.
Okay.
I'll second.
Our home girl. Chris?
Yes, this is the project to extend the current Hudson Valley Rail Trail to New Paltz. You may remember we got a federal grant to pay 80% of this, so it's considered a federal aid project, which has very laid out process to go through for both right-of-way incidentals, acquisition, and construction. The way that the trail is laid out, it will utilize some of the old Penn Central rail bed that's still there. It doesn't go all the way to New Paltz, but it uses some of it. So we need to acquire six parcels from four of the surrounding property owners. At this point, we have a good relationship with all of them. We've avoided, there were property owners on either end who did not seem amenable to working with us on the trail, we've gone around their properties. In the case of these folks, we're in wetlands, so we can't avoid them. So we've gotten to a point where we met or we've spoken with them on a number of occasions. And right now, we don't expect we would have any issues with purchasing an easement or an acquisition from them. Probably a permanent easement, because that doesn't reduce their lot size for purposes of figuring out future development. The reason that we're doing the hearing is we are trying to move from the right-of-way incidental phase to the right-of-way acquisition phase with DOT. As part of that, we met with DOT in Poughkeepsie, and they said you either have to declare these acquisitions as de minimis, or we strongly recommend you do a hearing, even if one of them exceeds that. The standards for de minimis that they told us from the FHWA, the Federal Highway, which is actually paying the money for this, are that you exceed 10% of the lot size of a particular lot, which we do on one, we do on two, and or exceed 1 acre in total, which we do on a lot that's 300 acres, and we just want to acquire part of it. So we've had great conversations and meetings on the site with the owners. I don't foresee any problem.
No eminent domain.
I'm hopeful we avoid it. The one guy that I thought, I know we would have ended up in that situation with, we went around.
Mm-hmm. We very good.
You know, we have the trail making zigzags. So when somebody goes, oh, I love that zigzag, you're going to name it after that. Yeah.
I don't think anyone says, I love the zigzag. I don't think anyone ever said that, ever.
I'm going to name it Billy's Zigzag. But I think we're mostly covering our bases here. DOT recommended we do it. We're on a tight timeline because of the federal grant. If we don't do it, we're subject to being held up in terms of moving to right-of-way acquisition. So the next step is this week, letters go out to the owners. All of them have been notified, so it's not coming out of left field. An appraiser will go out and appraise it, and they're able to be there, and then we will offer them the highest appraised value that we get out of that. And they can choose whether it's a permanent easement or an acquisition. It's up to them. Most of them usually prefer a permanent easement.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for Chris? Hearing none. There was a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 271, scheduling a public hearing as required under Article 25AA of the Agriculture and Markets Law on the addition of lands to the agricultural districts to be held June 21st, 2016 at 7:15 p.m. or as soon as thereafter as the public can be heard and provided to direct notice to affected municipalities.
I'll second.
Okay. Dennis, Chris?
It's required under the statute. We have a meeting coming up with the Ag Farmland Protection Board. Staff is now out in the field. I think we have 11 applications for additions. I don't know if any are controversial yet. We'll find out when staff gets back.
Our history
no
with this.
That I'm aware of.
Sure.
Yeah. I was going to say wineries, 100 chickens per acre.
Yeah. Any spin farms now?
100 goats in a residential house.
But staff has been out in the field. We will transmit. Because of time frames, the County Planning Department acts as the, sort of the receiver of these applications. We then transmit them to the chairman. The chairman then transmits them to the Ag Farmland Protection Board. But we'd like to, and then from there, we have a certain time frame for the public hearings and for the legislature to act. So we anticipate that the Farmland Protection Board will act by the end of this month with recommendations back to the legislature, and then the legislature will hold a necessary public hearing in June and then act in July.
Applications come in March, right? Open
end of March.
The month of March.
County set a time frame for the 30-day application period from March 1 to March 30th.
Very good. All right. Anything else? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Any new business? Old business? IDA appointment update. We did send out a notice requesting that people interested to our members and to the general public. We did receive eight applications. And I would like to set up a meeting, figure 15 minutes per applicant. We would go into executive session I believe 2 years ago there was a template set up and a scoring system.
Yeah.
Same questions were asked of each applicant, so it was fair and balanced. So I don't know if everyone wants to take a look at their schedule or pick a night.
Yeah, I mean, we may have to just do this, you know, obviously not in our normal meeting night, so.
Okay. I don't want to tomorrow send out an email, have Vicki send out an email to everyone, or Don.
Yeah.
We'll get a night, get it done in the next, you know, week, 10 days.
Yes, please.
Yes.
All right, very good. Anything else? Hearing none, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Anything, anyone from the...